We want to bring together journalists and representatives from the Muslim and other faith communities to talk about how the communities are covered.
The panel discussion is titled Journalism and Islam, Food for Thought. Jody Beal is executive director of UB's journalism program. She says they will examine how journalists cover Muslims at home and abroad. As Beal works to educate future journalists, she wants them to realize the perceptions reporting can create.
We want the discussion to be blunt, the questions to be real. We're not looking for politically correct answers. We want people to say what they're afraid of, and we want the journalists to answer openly what some of the fears are. So, for instance, we've talked about the word even, Islamist, and if this word is accurate or offensive.
How does journalists really justify and manage and make those decisions for when to use their religion or when to not?
Rasul Khan is president of the Islamic Society of Niagara Frontier. He explains some in this community feel reporting has been unfair in describing incidents.
Locally, if you go all the way back of beheading that happened in Orchard Park, and then they put immediately the face of the religion on top of it. And then that is very troublesome when you try to explain it to your kids.
This event is open to the public and actually takes you inside a mosque, beginning with a prayer, to offer some a brand new experience.
I see my students reporting about Islam at UB, UB students, UB journalists, and also local media sometimes, without ever having been in a mosque, without really knowing what an Islamic prayer session is, that there's a fear that comes from the unknown.
The panel is going to be three religious leaders. We have a pastor, we have an imam and a rabbi, along with a couple Muslim community people and also the journalists.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.